All right.
Oldest of six Catholic children.
And
I went to a Catholic school for my whole grammar school period.
It was astutely Catholic. But by the time I was 11, I kind of demanded that I be put into a public school, which my parents did for 2 years. But then I started turning into such a little scalawag, responding to the early vibrations of the rock culture, wanting to have a ducktail, and all the accoutrements of a young ho-daddy in 1957 or 58. And so I was put for a year into a fine young man's school. I was miserable at this prep school, but on the other hand, my mind sought constantly for means of escape, and so I really fixated heavily on the ocean as a symbol. So I started surfing that summer. My identity became so tied up with surfing. And surfing was a stimulus. So strong, you know, it was really good for me physically. Plus, it got me going through the motions of finding things, exploring California. It's so precarious, you know. I mean, you're literally inside a tube of water. You're in the eye of the wave, and it's terrifying. It really is. But it's also exhilarating, extremely psychedelic. Your senses are just barraged by energy. I've been doing it for 12 years. And I still relate to it, but it's not, I don't, you know, I used to be a surfer, you know, first and foremost, you know, and now I might think, well, but I'm really a mammal.
Oh, those things get you so loaded, man, they're just the finest thing that ever happened. Gets people high. Mike and I got those people so loaded at that party that we were at that everybody forgot. They just forgot any trips. Everybody was just sitting there, you know, they were just sitting there digging each other and digging me and digging Michael, and it was a primo feeling, really primo feeling. We had a really high collection of people there, you know, that really helped.
Pot is almost a constant. Smoking weed. The first J I smoke during a day always is unique, you know, because it's a kind of a fresh impetus to the nervous system. And so, oops. Overall effect is one of kind of being a tranquilizer, actually.
My status piece for the season. Hand-printed Christmas card. The idea I got from the tarot, one of my favorite cards, and a card corresponding to me astrologically, is the Hermit. Sometimes I project into my myth qualities that are ascribed to this particular sign, which is I think it represents a person. Or an aspect of the personality, the evolving personality, where it's reached not the final degree of enlightenment, like you can't call him really a master of wisdom, but yet he's the attained degree of wisdom or world knowledge sufficient that he has a responsibility to turn on his brothers, you know, his fellow men.
Hello.
Steve Cannon,
that's
Sharon. That's my brother, T.P.
This is my sister, Patty.
Right. What are you doing?
Getting loaded. What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing. We just got on the beach. Shh. I just came by to see some of your pots and stuff. I might buy some for Christmas presents and stuff, if you have any.
I went to Orange Coast College, a junior college, for a year and a half after high school. Although I, you know, I didn't know then why I was doing it, nor do I do, nor now, you know. This is what we do next. And I got turned on to drugs kind of when I was going there. And at the same time, I got caught by my parents for turning on, which caused, you know, just shrieking. Just, my son died on June 16th, and I got sent to the shrink to get better. At the end of that summer, I took acid, and it just blew my mind. Like, it was so extreme an experience. A real acid trip, you know, is like, it's beyond pleasure, it's beyond pain, it's beyond complacency, it's beyond fear, you know. You just fucking get your mind blown.
Okay, how have things been going?
We had a pretty good last December because I sold a bunch of pottery, so we didn't have to come in again. Oh,
you did? Good for you. Did you keep a list of how much you made?
Well, I made about $75.
You didn't keep a record?
No, because I gave so many of them away that I'm not even sure.
Are you still doing this?
Yeah, but I haven't any now. I've been doing a little carpentry, but mm-hmm. Like I'm doing it for a brother downtown, and he's got about as much money as I do. I think I've made about, making somewhere upwards of $25 a week.
Sharon?
Yeah?
You still working for the health plan?
I was in a period of taking a lot of LSD and living the archetypal dropout existence in town here. And when you're taking psychedelic chemicals, you're really sensitive to the fact that what you've normally recognized as being reality, you know, how your consciousness reacts to the everyday bullshit, there is just a fraction of what's there. And so usually you kind of undertake a search to find what you think is real and what isn't, what will verify the experiences you've had, you know, taking these drugs, and what doesn't. And the tarot isn't LSD, but LSD and the tarot are both involved in self-realization.
You have been looking for work, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not idle. I built that bedroom before you came. Yeah, I don't get out of the light.
Where?
That extension out there. I need to build on an extension of the bathroom. But I live in I don't know what you'd call the community I live in, but nobody's got any money. So, like,
okay,
I work every week, but sometimes I do it for free. I used to work at the Akron about a year ago. I worked at the Akron as a display man. But besides... I couldn't work for the Akron because of some of the things they were selling. I just couldn't believe it, you know, like they were selling DDT and things. You know, that's like committing suicide slowly to assist in, you know, that destructive a phase of the marketplace, you know. Taken just about every psychedelic except for organic mushrooms. I don't know how many times I've dropped. I could probably estimate around 150. Most of it's been a waste. Most of it's just been a burden on my nervous system, frankly. Maybe the 150 doses, you know, trips I've taken, 10 really stand out. You know, 10 really were psychedelic experiences. I just didn't take enough or I took too much in the wrong place, you know. You can really goof taking the things, that's for sure. If you're in a hung up state and you take them, I mean, it's going to focus right in on that, usually. And you can have what is called a bum trip, which is just meaning you get swept away by some unresolved aspect and you can't get free of it. Bum trips are all kinds of things, but they can really be avoided, I think, a lot.
I did it 2 years. I did it last year and I didn't like it at all, so I didn't do it for a year, and then I did it 2 weeks ago for the Christmas formal.
For the Christmas formal? It's a fucking sacrament!
Just see, you know, because Christmas formal last year is so funny. I thought, well, maybe, I didn't like mescaline before, but I had such a good time. It was just so funny.
It's a nice chemical. I mean, it stimulates nice parts of your consciousness. You know?
Well,
I think these are times where, if we're going to survive on a very large scale, we have to stop acting blindly, you know, acting by impulse and on an ego level, and investigate what we really need as a whole being and act in accordance to the needs of the species, rather than what TV tells you that you ought to be. And mostly in terms of what you consume and what you can afford and what you own. And acid definitely does that. It cuts away the bullshit.
No stocks or bonds? Do you have any court-ordered payments? Child support, alimony, payments, probation department?
Mm-hmm.
Are you attending college or receiving any training?
I'm receiving lots of training up at the pottery school, but it's just on a... There's no capital involved, it's just brotherly love, you know.
Those are beautiful sized buttons. Fat ones. Thick.
I hung up with some Navajo Indians. Native American church ceremony. Out of sight. That's the last time I've taken a psychedelic. It was so good, I haven't wanted to since.
Yeah.
They know how to use that medicine. So good.
If you take a cap of mescaline or psilocybin or LSD, you're taking a cap of whatever somebody decided they were going to make and market, you know, because this stuff is part of the marketplace.
Yeah.
And so I don't take commercial LSD. I just don't do it because I've, you know, too many fucking times I've taken a drug, and in 20 minutes I've known I've taken some bum fucking drug. So peyote, there's no doubt. You know who made it.
The fuzz, there's kind of this spiny fiberglass-like fuzz in the center, and I'm not sure what the chemical content is, but it's repulsive to eat. Actually, the fresh peyote cactus is repulsive to eat.
Neat oranges, right. One. Need one piece of orange with a button, and it tastes really good. It's a good combination.
You just take the fuzz out and put it in water and make a tea out of it. You should boil it for about 2 hours at least. Make a tea out of it, chug it down as quickly as you can. Chase it with an orange, and don't eat anything before, because it'll come up. The psychedelics, if you relate to them as a sacrament, you will have the experience more times than not that you would expect of a sacrament. Like when I had my first communion, I waited, you know, like I was so prime. I was 7 years old, and I went, and got the host and swallowed it, and I sat there and waited, and the priest had given me a nudge and said, come on, because there were a bunch of kids after me, because nothing happened. But I can guarantee it, man, if you take a psychedelic, something will happen every time. Heaven or hell, it's all within you. You know, there's nothing in the LSD that isn't in you. You know, all it is a catalyst.
I want to go hiking.
Let me at it. Get me out of this town.
I use all my energy at first. I
know it. Plots. And I don't want to plots around here because we got to drive.
That's good.
Psychedelics, man, that's another good thing about them. They turn you on to levels of play that you'd never have the hair, you know, to break your facade to do. And you need it. It's in the organism. You need to play. You need to just get up and nudge your pal, you know, and go through a couple of boom, 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 you know, and shit like that, yeah. Making faces. Huh? Get armor.
feeling so.
An incredible lack of games to play. More than anything. That's why I like to come up here on psychedelics. Because there's nothing you can do to match it, you know. So you don't have to do anything except be with it.
I'm trying to be as still as possible so that I can feel my body and feel nature as best I can. I feel really good. I feel really good. I don't know, it's hard to say it in words.
Peyote doesn't let up. Really merged with the rest of the energy around me. I feel really good.
I must have gotten contact high because I'm peyote. But it's psychedelic load. Mescaline is so earthy.
Starting to see lightning flashes out of the corner of my eye. That's a sign that I'm really loaded. Brotherhood of man. I really believe in it. And that belief is probably due in part to acid trips, because I've experienced it. You know? Or I felt that I was experiencing some incredibly real living link between myself and the rest of the human organism. And I believe in that vision.
C'est beau.